This is a bonus episode of the Financial Side of Life podcast.
Welcome to the Financial Side of Life podcast. Our mission, to empower you with smart financial strategies and show that it's possible to get a college education, save, invest, retire, or do whatever makes sense to help you live your best life. We'll meet amazing people and professionals who will share stories about how they do it, and together we hope to bring a little sanity to your complex financial life. And now, here is your host, certified financial planner pro and founder of Avea Financial Planning, Angie Ferbot-LaRossi.
Today I'm talking to a very special guest. Literally, without her, I wouldn't be where I am today. In fact, I wouldn't be here at all if it wasn't for her, because she's my mom. On this Mother's Day, I thought it would be fun to talk to my mom, Joyce Ferbotten, and see what things she has learned in her life and what kind of financial life lessons she might share with us. I'd like to welcome my mom to our program. Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Mom, can you tell us just a little bit about your background?
Okay, well, I was born in 1938.
Okay.
Lived on a farm, was actually born in the farmhouse, and had five older siblings who were from 7 to 14 years older than me. And then I have a younger sister that's 3 years younger than I am. So we had a lot of help on the farm. My dad raised hogs, we had sheep, cattle, had alfalfa, I suppose, and we all pitched in on the farm work. I did my share of farm work when I was probably not really old enough to be driving tractors, but I did, and I don't know, was where I grew up.
Okay.
In Minnesota.
And yes. So would you describe your lifestyle as poor or affluent or somewhere in the middle?
We really had no idea. Money was, we had everything we needed. I don't think we had anything excessive. Most people didn't. We just mostly associated with relatives, aunts and uncles and so on. Sunday get-togethers. Didn't do a lot of other things. We did take some trips when we were kids, which, at that time it was probably quite extensive, out to the Black Hills or to northern Minnesota to fish. I would say that we had a good lifestyle. My dad farmed a half section of land, so there was a lot of land,
mm-hmm.
but there were a lot of kids too.
Right. So, right. So we're talking today a little bit about life lessons and money, topic around money, because this is a financial podcast. Did you find that you got advice from your parents about money growing up?
If I did, I don't remember. I probably just paying attention to the things that they did. I mean, we had big gardens, so Mom canned. And we did get a freezer. I remember getting a freezer, so we froze things. I don't think we had very many clothes, and we did sew. Mom sewed, and I learned to sew. I guess just, nothing excessive.
Yeah, pretty self-sufficient.
Yeah.
But did you talk about these things openly at all? Or, you had girls and boys as kids in the family, and I didn't know what they might include you in business decisions or buying and selling of things?
Don't think so. I doubt it. I can't remember anything.
Was that something your parents just did on their own?
I'm sure.
Made those decisions?
Yeah. I'm sure. I'm sure. you know, Mom, well, she had chickens, so she sold eggs. Maybe she had her own money. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, from the eggs and the cream, that might have been her money to spend and to give us kids. But no, I don't know.
Yeah, you weren't really included in those conversations.
No, mm-hmm. No, not that I remember.
So I like to hear the story too about how you and Dad met, because you went to college.
I went to college, yeah.
And you graduated high school in what year?
1956.
And then you went straight to college?
I went right to summer school. I guess I decided to might as well get started at summer school, so I went, I don't know, whatever, a couple months, and then went back and in the fall for the fall session. I think I got a $90 scholarship from the Teachers Association because they thought I should be a teacher, but I did not ever really want to be a teacher.
Okay.
So
what were you planning to study or be?
I just started out in general studies. Just really didn't have any idea, and then of course after I met Jim, I don't know whether I would have thought about going to 4 years. I probably would have stayed for 4 years if I hadn't, you know, met him and got married and then helped him finish school. I don't know. If thinking back, I always liked math, so I could very, very well have gone into engineering. There was one of the girls that worked at the cafe with us was an engineering student. Mm. And that was kind of unusual for that time to be in engineering. But, I don't know.
Were there others in your family that went on to college?
All my sisters did. My oldest sister got the four-year degree and was a teacher. The other three girls, I think, probably just maybe did a couple of years or went to a technical school, because none of them got 4 years. And the two boys, well, my oldest brother went to the Navy probably right after high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bobby started farming right away, so no, they didn't go to college.
And so how did you meet Dad?
Well, my sister and brother-in-law ran a cafe right there on the college campus. And of course I was going to work for them. So I don't know if it was my first day at work or anyway, it was early in September, and Jim was peeling potatoes. He was working in the restaurant too. So the campus cafe. So
at what university?
South Dakota State College it was at that time. Okay. It's SDSU now. But that was in September of 1956.
Okay. So what happened after that?
Well, we both kept working, and actually he graduated. Well, I finished 2 years of college, and then I got a job on the campus working in the econ department. And then he finished his four-year degree in, 1960, yeah. And he spent a couple of summers, you know, away working in Colorado and in Montana. But when he came back one summer, we decided we'd get married that December. So we were married in December of 58.
Okay. What can you tell me about college costs? Because I know that comes up, and it's kind of a funny.
Yeah.
A funny thing.
Well, I was out of state because I was from Minnesota and going to college in South Dakota. So I had to pay extra tuition. I think in-state tuition was $24 a quarter. And out of state was, of course, 36.
Of course.
Of course, yeah. So that was what it cost.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And our first apartment that we rented after we were married was on, actually, it was the attic of a house, basically. Mm-hmm. And I think that cost us $40 a month. And they raised it to 45 or something like that. But
a month.
Yeah, a month.
And so the tuition, you were just saying $24 or $36 was for
A quarter.
A quarter.
I get, okay. Yeah, I think it was quarter system.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a month's rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a quarter of college tuition.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know after, you know, through Dad's jobs and different changes there, you kind of moved and worked your way out to Washington, which is where we ended up and have lived since 1962.
We came out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you ended up being basically a stay-at-home mom, I think, until I went to school.
Until I think you were in first grade, maybe. Started working. Well, actually, I used to go in and just volunteer and help in the offices at schools. Mm-hmm. Well, probably where you kids went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, when I was ready to go to work full time, I got a job there. Well, not at that school, but I got a job with the school district.
Right.
Yeah.
So what was it like staying home and raising three kids as a stay-at-home mom on one income? Was there any challenges, or how did that go?
Well, I don't remember being a challenge. Jim probably made a pretty good wage being an engineer. I don't remember having any, you know, we lived within our means. Mm-hmm. We always had a garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we, you know, we didn't buy new cars. We didn't, mm-hmm. we didn't spend a lot of extra, I don't think.
So was there anything special that you did to make ends meet? I mean, were you good at budgeting, or just, it was just easy? Or what did you do?
Yeah, I budgeted. I'm sure I budgeted, and then I sewed again. Mm-hmm. I made you girls clothes, mm-hmm. Myself. I sewed for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, paid all our bills on time. Then didn't use credit cards even.
Yeah.
So,
I know at times Dad has said that you were kind of the wizard, kind of managing the payments, because you bought land and you would owe, you know, payments on different things that you had bought.
Yeah.
And those were basically your investments. And,
right.
You know, trying to just make sure that things got paid.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes it takes juggling to make it all happen. Did you ever have any help in figuring all this out? Or, I mean, nowadays there's people like me, you know, financial planners, financial advisors to kind of guide people on some of these things.
Well, later on, I guess we had a stockbroker that we went to for, you know, for investing in stocks, but mm-hmm. that probably wasn't, you know, right away. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we did a lot of our own research, and I think we even got you started with an investment firm over in Seattle when you were maybe in high school. But
yeah. Definitely in college, yeah, there was something.
Yeah, yeah. So,
because I remember pulling money out of that account and not telling you.
Oh, okay.
And you guys were like, what? So, yes, it wasn't much. There wasn't much in there.
No, I know.
I didn't remember that. I'm wondering, you know, so as a kid, you look back, and I have very few memories in general about talking about money, but I'm wondering, did you guys ever fight about money? Because it's a very common problem among married people to have money issues between them. Was that ever an issue for you guys?
I don't think so, because, well, I mean, Jim didn't go out and spend stuff that, mm-hmm. that we didn't need, and I don't think I really did either. So, no, I don't remember having those kind of squabbles.
That's lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Really.
Yep.
How about any lessons that you learned along the way through the School of Hard Knocks? Anything that you screwed up, you know, didn't go as planned, or something along those lines? Any hardship?
Well, just pay your bills on time. Try not to pay any extra interest, any extra fees. Mm-hmm. All those little things add up. Oh, anything else?
Any dumb choices? Anything you just didn't do right? Or have you been pretty lucky in all the choices you've made?
Can't think of anything specific, but I'm sure there was someplace.
Well, also for a lot of families, you know, in general, talking about money can be taboo. It still is.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. It's hard for people. I don't quite know why, but I honestly don't remember money being an issue. So I don't remember you guys fighting about money either. But I also don't remember being included in conversations about household finances or anything to do with that at all. But I do remember things. Yeah. I do remember things like needing school lunch money, so I get a buck and a quarter from you every morning to get high school hot lunch. Or I used to drive the old pickup truck that we had, and so I never had to buy a car. But I don't remember having to be required to pay for the insurance or fill the gas tank. I know I had to fill the gas tank somehow at some time, but I just don't remember having those requirements on me like I'm starting to do with my kid.
Uh-huh.
And I also had a couple of part-time summer jobs in high school, but, you know, you didn't ever require me to do those things, and I actually didn't pay for college either. And so I look back and I'm thinking, wow, I had it pretty easy, really.
Yeah, yeah, well,
and I guess that was... Is that how you remember it, too?
I suppose that was our goal in life, to try
make it easy?
Well, to try to get you kids out into the world, and... So, I don't remember not thinking that that was the way we wanted to do it, or that's what we should do.
Did you not require those things of my brother and sister? I know Craig bought his own truck.
But
he wanted to.
Well, he had a good summer job, so he probably paid part of his college tuition, too. I don't think he paid everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherry had a good job before she went off to college, so she probably paid some of her college, too. I don't know. You didn't pay any of yourself.
I didn't pay any of my college. No, I couldn't even tell you what tuition was.
Well, you had a scholarship.
A little one. A
little scholarship, yeah. Well,
not much. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Well, yeah, I kind of think of that as just being the spoiled baby in the family. I was the baby, so.
Well, I guess that happens.
Well, and then I wonder, you know, how would you describe me? Because I know everybody sort of has a money personality. You know, they're either frugal, or they spend a lot, or they're poor with credit or whatever. So how would you describe me? Because I don't remember. I mean, again, I didn't feel like I had my own money to do a whole lot with. Was I frugal, or was I good?
I don't remember you spending a whole lot. I don't think we just willy-nilly gave you money to spend, but I'm sure you had everything you needed.
Like in college, I know I had a credit card, or I had access to something there. But
probably.
You know, was I a good steward of your money?
if you weren't, I don't remember.
Okay. So all right.
I'm sure you were.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Because I think of myself as pretty frugal, too. And I'm guessing that's because you've rubbed off on me over the years, you know.
That's the way we raised you, or we tried to raise you.
Yeah, I think so. So I think I was pretty careful with money, too, but... I wanted your perspective, you know, curious.
I'm sure you were.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So once we were all us kids were in school, you went back to work, and you said you went to work for the school district. Mm-hmm. How was that for you? What was that like?
It was fine. I mostly liked everybody I worked with and for.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't making a lot of money, but it was, at first, I guess I was working just the regular school year, you know, the 9 months a year. So mm-hmm. I'd be home with you kids during the summer.
Right.
And then I went full-time later on when you got older. So, no, it was fine. It was very comfortable. And
did you notice any differences in the household with, like, did that relieve any pressures because now you had a second income and maybe you had your own pocket money, or Was it just,
well, we probably were able to do more investing, and you know, that's probably when we started buying some of that land that mm-hmm. we bought and, mm-hmm. and made those things easier, I would think. Mm-hmm. You know, just to have, as far as, I probably didn't have as much time to sew, so I probably bought more clothes, mm-hmm. but not.
And work clothes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, but other than that, we still had a garden. I still probably canned and froze things, right. So. Mm-hmm. We never have been ones to go out and eat a lot, so we've, you know, haven't spent money that way. Mm-hmm. But we did like to travel.
Right.
We've done a fair bit of, you know, good traveling. Mm-hmm. So that was probably made possible by an extra job.
Sure. Did you give any thought to saving for college? Did you save for college?
Did we save?
Mm-hmm. For any of us?
Not specifically, I don't think.
So you just paid for college out of cash flow
at
the time.
Whatever. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Which is getting harder and harder to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then how about retirement? Were you thinking about retirement as you were going back to work and starting to have more income? Because you said you bought some land. Did you have access to retirement accounts, or did you save in a regular savings account, brokerage account, those kinds of things?
Probably, yeah, just...
Because this was like mid-70s, late 70s that you probably went back to work.
When I went back to work, yeah.
So it was really shifting, I think, at that time from more of a pension. People were still involved with pensions, you know, at work.
Right.
And not so much of having to save on your own, you know, a little bit of your own savings, pension, Social Security was sort of the three-legged stool for those, you know, who were planning to retire. Uh-huh. So did you give much thought or planning to retirement?
Not really.
Not really. But it came along because you obviously, I mean, you had those things in place.
Right.
Which is a little, again, is quite different from people today where there's almost no pensions anymore and saving is harder and harder to do because things like college cost more and more. And
absolutely.
Yeah. So going back to work, too, did that cause any discord at home because now you had less time to spend on things at home like you had been before? Or was it just overall pretty positive?
I think it was all, you know, positive. I don't remember any big problem. So,
okay.
Well, it was good for me to get out of the house and mm-hmm. do something different, too. And no, I think it was all around good. So
having looked back at that time, because you devoted a lot of your life to raising kids and out of the career track and all of that, you know, would you have done anything differently?
No. not that I can think of. I might have finished 4 years of college and gotten some other kind of degree, but then I don't know, I might have ended up being a teacher, and I don't know if I would have liked that or not. Mm-hmm. So, because at that time, you know, you were either a teacher or a stewardess or a home ec teacher, maybe. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. I'm pretty pleased with how things turned out.
Sure. So. Okay. I would describe you as a frugal person.
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Is there anything like in your upbringing or to kind of, is that just how you were brought up as well? And is that kind of why you're that way or anything happen in your life that kind of caused you to want to be more conservative like that?
Not specific. I guess, you know, growing up on a farm, we didn't have much expectations of, you know, that's just the way everybody lived, all mm-hmm. our friends and all our neighbors and relatives, and that's, yeah, times were simple, and you didn't have a lot of wants or needs.
So tell me, what do you like to do for fun?
What do I like to do for fun? Mm-hmm. Well, I like to do crossword puzzles, or any kind of puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
Garden. We still do a lot of gardening, a lot of yard work, mm-hmm. and most of the time it's fun.
Okay.
And yes, I like to go to yard sales.
And so how long have you been going to yard sales?
Ever since I can remember.
Yeah. Were you doing that as a young person?
No.
No. Because I don't even know when yard sales,
around? Either. I don't know either.
Young person?
But all the time we've lived here, I probably have. Mm-hmm. So.
But you have a pretty consistent routine, right?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Every Friday and Saturday morning at the crack of dawn.
Not every.
So I know one of the things, I mean, I have to say that you probably saved my family thousands of dollars just on kids' clothes and other things like furniture or whatever you might find. But, and I think you get a lot of satisfaction out of doing that. And you do that for your grandkids and your great-grandkids. And, you know, is that I know the search is kind of fun, you know, finding cool things that someone else has decided is not a treasure for them any longer.
Right.
You know, what kind of motivates you to keep yard selling?
Well, sometimes it's just a lot of the interaction with the people. I mean, mm-hmm. there's some interesting people that you meet, just, you know, that you'd never meet anywhere else.
Exactly.
And just, I don't know, seeing the different things that people are getting rid of.
For sure.
No. And thinking, well, I don't need that because I've already got that at home. So mm-hmm. most of which I have now for myself anyway. No, and just looking for things, interesting things for the kids now, the young kids, I guess. That's a big part of it.
Well, it helps them out a lot.
Yeah.
It helped us out a lot for sure. All the baby paraphernalia and all the clothing. Oh my gosh.
Well, it's just fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad. So when you look at your kids and you've got great grandkids, not your kids, I mean your grandkids and your great grandkids, do you see your money values being passed on? Do you see differences?
Oh gosh.
Times have changed.
Pretty hard in this day and age to, you know, they just don't, have the opportunities that we did, you know. Well, for one thing, the good education that we had, and try to instill in them to not spend over their means, mm-hmm. but, you know, you just hope for the best.
For sure.
So, mm-hmm. yeah.
What advice would you give them so they might do better financially?
Well, I guess the same thing, that try not to pay extra fees, extra interest, extra, all those little extra things add up. Just watch your pennies. Dollars will take care of themselves. I don't know. It's hard when.
But don't you think it was hard when you were going through this too?
I suppose, mm-hmm. you know. Obviously, you know, wages were much lower, but so was the price of gas, you mm-hmm. know.
And college.
Yeah.
And rent, yes.
Yeah.
So looking back and thinking of your younger self, would there be any advice that you would give to yourself now knowing what you know?
My younger self. I don't know, Ange. What would I give my younger self? I don't know. I can't think of anything. Well, it's funny. When I remember when I was in grade school, and I don't know what age, but, you know, studying geography. And, of course, you study all the different states. And one, you know, well, we studied Washington. And it's funny that I remember thinking that would be a really neat place to live. And here we are, you know. Mm-hmm. How that ever happened, I don't know. But I just thought, what an interesting state. You know, it's got the mountains and it's got the ocean. And I don't know that I even realized there was a desert, but that's
right
what we ended up in. Mm. So I pretty satisfied with how things have been.
Yeah, and I think you have every reason to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Yeah. From what I know.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a good life.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It has.
All right. Well, thank you, Mom.
Well, you're welcome.
For coming to talk in our podcast booth today. So.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. I want to thank my mom for stopping by the podcast booth and sharing her story and her financial wisdom with us today. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, including my mom, Joyce, my mother-in-law, Sunny, my sister, and my sisters-in-law. Happy Mother's Day. And thank you for listening to today's program. Be sure to check over the show notes for details from our conversation. I invite you to listen again and subscribe to our podcast at aveafp.com. That's AVEAF like financial, P like planning.com, and leave a review. And please join our exclusive podcast community on Facebook at Financial Side of Life. Thank you for tuning in.